But just maybe sort of by introducing yourself and what your role is at the university, and maybe briefly how you got into that role.
Yeah, sure. My name is Mike Chick, and I'm the University of South Wales refugee champion. My actual job, the reason that I'm employed in the university, is I'm a teacher educator for language teachers. So I teach people how to teach English as a second language. And as part of this teacher education, the language teachers or the trainee language teachers are required to do some real teaching. And about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, it was the time of the Syrian civil war was in the news a lot. And there was reports of people seeking sanctuary arriving in Wales, fleeing the war, who needed to learn English. And there were long waiting lists in the colleges around Cardiff for people to access English language education. And so we thought, hey, this is a great opportunity for our trainee teachers to get their teaching practice while at the same time helping people who are in real desperate need of learning English language in order to integrate. And so we began collaborating with the Welsh Refugee Council, and that was 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And it's been the most satisfying, rewarding, important aspect of my professional career. To date, it's been the most rewarding thing that I've done in my career, and continues to be, is bringing people together from different parts of the world, and opening up my home students' eyes, if you like, to meeting people who are fleeing persecution, fleeing war, fleeing danger, and sort of breaking down some of the stereotypes and myths that the mainstream media tends to portray about refugees and people seeking asylum. I don't think perceptions about refugees have changed in the country in general. I do think that present government, and actually today Priti Patel is launching her her new plan for immigration, and she's described this as Britain's world-class immigration system. Yet again, this world-class label on something the government is putting forward. But certainly during the last 10 years, there's been a suite of government policies called, and together they've been labelled as the hostile environment. And these policies are designed to make life as a refugee or as a person seeking sanctuary, certainly in the UK, as difficult as possible. And the ideology behind that is to try to reduce the incentives for people to try to come to UK. But with regards to perceptions of refugees, I think the way that refugees and people seeking sanctuary are portrayed in the media is frightening, and it is creating a mindset that folks who are coming to the UK in order to seek safety, who are forced to come to the UK to seek safety, are somehow the problem behind security and economic issues. And really, to me, it seems that that's a classic case of finding a scapegoat for problems that are really not at all connected with refugees or people seeking sanctuary.
Yeah. And Mike, I, as you know, last year I spent some time with your colleague, Barry Llewellyn, and I got to meet, some of the refugees and asylum seekers that she was working with, and also some of your students. It was probably one of the warmest, most welcoming environments I can remember being in. It was just absolutely just a beautiful experience. I only came up on the one evening. Just so positive, smiling, everyone was talking to each other, everyone was exchanging gifts with each other, so it's so important, I think, isn't it, that the positive message is put out there. It reminds me of an analogy, I would say, of I used to work in France years ago, back in the 80s, and I learned a bit of French. I call it campsite French, because I worked on a campsite, right? So I spoke to the French people, and they became friends, and I got on with them, and had lots of fun and everything else. But if I can put it as nicely as I can, sometimes the holidaymakers who'd be arriving from the UK would have a totally different attitude towards, those French people, right? But probably because they don't speak the language. But in a way, the analogy I'm trying to put you here is, it's only through knowing people and conversing and seeing their personalities and those good news stories. I think it's so important what you're doing, and the more you can share that kind of stuff. Is that part of the route to breaking down those, inaccurate kind of attitudes towards, shall we say, foreigners?
No, it's really important, Steve. Time and again, every year, every cohort of students we have, we bring them together with folks at the Refugee Council. And these refugees and people seeking sanctuary in Wales, by and large, are the same age as our undergraduate students. And every year we see the sort of stereotypes and beliefs of what is a refugee or what is a person seeking asylum just melt away as these folks come together and just get to know one another and realize, they have far more in common than they have differences. And the way that our home students, because we've interviewed our home students on a number of occasions at the end of their teaching practice, we've interviewed them, asking them, okay, so how do you feel now about, now you've spent 3 months getting to know people from Sudan or Iraq or Afghanistan? And, time and time and time again, they're like, wow, this has been amazing. This has been the most important aspect of my degree. I didn't realize that these are people just like us. And it makes it all so worthwhile, because you do realize it is so important to bring people together. And hopefully we can keep doing this, and hopefully other departments in the university will do this. As a result of this collaboration with the Welsh Refugee Council, the ties between the University of South Wales and sort of the refugee community have become quite strong and have become quite closer. So I don't know if you know, Steve, but one of the Canon TAF has resettled quite a lot of Syrian families.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, and they're actually housed in areas around the university's Treforest campus. And so because of this experience we have of language teaching, of teaching refugees in the community, one of the Canon TAF contacted the university to say, look, we've got a number of families, can you help us with their English language education? And since then, we've been teaching a number of these families on campus every year. But this has meant that other departments have been in touch and have been in contact. So we've got Barry Llewellyn's Speak to Me project was the result of, by and large, the families being on campus and Barry meeting them, and Barry having the brainwave to bring in more local people and sort of create this community of learning. There's also the football coaching team. A number of the Syrian young men want to start a degree. Didn't know where their interests lie, but we have a football coaching degree. And the staff there are really supportive of the idea of bringing in refugee students onto their degrees. So I think the more contact we have, the more people begin to realise what can be done, and the more opportunities there are for bringing people together, for bringing our undergraduate students together.
So what about the difficulties that, they've had a difficult enough journey in many different ways to even get here, but what about the journey into academia, you know, for refugees and asylum seekers. I imagine that's not always a straightforward route, is it?
Each year, around 3,000 people are allocated to Wales as for relocation during their process for seeking asylum, during their appeal for seeking asylum. And of these 3,000 people, of course, not everybody wants to go to university, but certainly there is a large number of people who are desperately keen to continue their education and are desperately keen to continue what they were doing or what they were studying before they had to flee their home country. And it's really interesting because whereas immigration isn't a devolved power, education is. So the Welsh Government has been really supportive, as far as it can be, of the education of people seeking sanctuary. So we know that the Welsh Government has its Nation of Sanctuary ambition. And as part of this, if you like, there are cities of sanctuary and now, of course, universities of sanctuary. And it's great that partly because of this collaboration and growing understanding of different communities, we were able to apply to become a university of sanctuary. And fortunately, last year, we won this recognition of being recognized and being able to say, okay, we are a university of sanctuary. And what does this mean? Well, it means that we recognize that people seeking sanctuary need extra support. So they need support linguistically, because very often people fleeing wars or persecutions don't come from don't have English as a first language. But also, what a lot of people don't know is if you're seeking asylum, so before you become a refugee, if you're seeking asylum, you're not allowed to work and you're not allowed to access education, which is part of the hostile environment suite of policies, if you like. So you have to live, if you're seeking asylum, you have to live on £5 a day. That £5 a day is to cover all your food, all your Wi-Fi, all your sanitary products, health products, everything. So if you can't access university, or you can't access funding for university, and you can't access, you know, you can't work to save up money, then really you're left in limbo. And some of the asylum cases can go on for years and years and years. So what a lot of universities have done, and certainly what we did in the last couple of years, is to offer sanctuary scholarships. Now, we only offer two a year, but for each year, they really change the lives of two people who are in Wales and are simply waiting for the Home Office to grant them refugee status.
Which leads me in, Mike, sorry to interrupt you, because I just want to get in there before I forget. Me in very neatly to speak to you about Refugee Week and the way you're going to try and capture insightful interviews with those this year's two candidates.
These scholarships are so important, not just educationally. So, of course, it helps people to utilize the skills and the knowledge and the energy that they bring. It gives people the qualifications that enables them to work and to integrate. But perhaps equally as important is that by opening up spaces in universities, you're giving people hope for the future. You're giving people something to build on, something to hang on to, if you like, while they're in this process of seeking asylum. And over the last few years, we've interviewed a number of our sanctuary scholars, and it's become clear to us how deeply important this access to university is. So during Refugee Week this year, so Refugee Week is a series of five events, one event each day online. And one of the days we will be interviewing and listening to the experience of being a sanctuary scholar. So we have two of our scholars who are about to complete their postgraduate degrees. And they'll be talking about why it's important for people seeking asylum to get access to education and how they managed to secure their scholarship and what it means to them for the future.
So I'm looking forward to hearing those interviews. I know that you've got one confirmed and another one waiting to confirm. And I just found it last year with Barry really interesting to find out about people's stories, you know, because that's kind of as human beings. That's how we connect. You know, we're interested in each other as human beings, aren't we? Which is kind of profound and wonderful, really. That you know, it works that way. Refugee Week. It's a pretty big thing. I think it's a nationwide event, Mike, if I'm right in saying that. Again, from a University of South Wales point of view, if you can be objective about it, as you know, we both work for the organisation, but how valuable and important do you think it is, you know, to kind of Wales, I suppose, really, that, you know, universities such as ours are seen to be supportive and involved with events such as Refugee Week?
It's a great question, Steve. You know, it's basically thinking, why are we doing what we do? Why is Refugee Week important? Refugee Week is important because it's the opportunity for people to learn about what life is really like as a refugee in Wales, to meet people who have the same aspirations and hopes as you or I. And time and time again, I've met folks from Iran or Syria or Sudan who, you know, knock you out with their humility, with their resilience, with their fortitude, with their gentleness. And I hope that Refugee Week, you know, gives others the chance to see what I see every day in my work.
So, Mike, what can you tell us about Refugee Week? When is it happening and what does it entail?
Yeah, Refugee Week is basically a national event to inform and educate and bring the whole issue of people seeking sanctuary to the fore, if you like. With regards to the University of South Wales, the Refugee Week events take place from June the 14th to June the 18th. So on each day of the week, we'll be having a 40 or 50 minute event based on an issue around refugees in Wales. So, for example, on one of the days, a creative writing lecturer, Barry Llewellyn, will be talking about her project over the last few months that brings together local women with women seeking sanctuary in Wales to develop friendship and camaraderie and understanding. And they do this through talk, through writing, and through poetry. So she'll be talking about that project on one of the days. On another day, one of the university staff members will be interviewing and talking with two sanctuary scholars. So two folks who are about to complete their master's degree and have been through the university scholarship scheme for sanctuary seekers. There will also be a talk by the Welsh Refugee Council on what it means to be a refugee in Wales in 2021 and about, you know, what the Refugee Council does to support and to help folks new to Wales. The Welsh Government have also agreed to take part in our University Refugee Week, and Jane Hutt, the new Social Justice Minister, will be talking about the Welsh Government's admirable Nation of Sanctuary aspiration. And then finally, Dr. Kath Camps will be talking about her really innovative and fantastic initiative to allow Syrian academics who have escaped the war, the civil war in Syria, to continue their academic careers by being fellows of the University of South Wales. So we'll be doing these events, and hopefully, we get lots of interaction with the audience, and hopefully can open people's minds somewhat about issues surrounding migration, forced migration.
Okay, well, it all sounds like I know it's an amazing week, because it was an amazing week I was involved with it last year for the first time, and it was amazing. Maybe it was the year before. I think it was last year. I lose track of years now.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you there. Yeah. Last year was the inaugural event.
Yes. So I'll ask you, I've got one more question for you, and I don't want to preempt what you're going to say, but it strikes me...
Preempt away.
It strikes me that not to personalize it just to you, so to say you and your team and what you're doing with refugees and asylum seekers and the approach which is enabling this kind of exchange between people who've had a very difficult journey and universities, and also the Wales and Welshness and Welsh people, etc. You've had to be sort of quite imaginative about how you're making this happen. So because, on the Creator and podcast, we talk about creativity. How do you think you, Mike, how do you kind of interpret and engender creativity within what you are trying to achieve in your role?
What's happened because of the collaboration between the university and an outside organization, in this case, the third sector organization, the Welsh Refugee Council. What's happened is more and more people such as yourself, people such as Barry Llewellyn, Kath Camps, Becky Leach, more and more people, when they become involved in the initiatives such as Barry Llewellyn Speak to Me project, or the language education courses that we've run on campus and at the Refugee Council, when people become involved, it seems to me that it's almost always a positive experience and they want to do more. And so when you have people from different backgrounds, the ideas just flow, if you like, because the people are bringing different experiences from different backgrounds. And the more people become involved, it becomes then like a snowball effect, if you like. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that we have a University of Sanctuary group, and the University of Sanctuary group contains members of staff from finance backgrounds, from creative writing backgrounds, from education backgrounds, but all of the staff share this passion for basically helping folk realize their potential. And it's a real authentically meaningful buzz, because you feel like you're doing something useful, not something bureaucratic or to fill the time. So certainly for me, the last 7 years, no kidding, hasn't been work. It's just something really meaningful that makes me feel useful. So if people say, oh yeah, well done, Mike, I'm not kidding. It makes me feel useful. So it's not like work. And it's not like, yeah, wow, look at, we're doing Refugee Week, isn't that great? It's actually, well, yeah, it is great, but also it's satisfying. Yeah. So therefore, does that make any sense? There's no creativity in that at all, is there? Sorry.
Well, it kind of is, but I think you're either very humble or you don't recognize how creative that is.
No, I certainly don't recognize how creative that is. I wouldn't say I'm humble either, but... No, I don't know. Maybe I drink too much wine.
There's your quote. but I mean, what...
I think we have to be creative, because people seeking sanctuary in Wales don't fit, Steve, into the traditional student cohort. And the problem is that there are barriers that people seeking sanctuary face when they want to get into university. The traditional students from Swansea or Cardiff or Port Talbot or wherever they may be simply don't face. So, for example, there are language barriers, or there are barriers around if you've fled your country because of civil war, you're unlikely to have your documentation proving that you've got your A-levels or the equivalent from your home country. And so we need to be creative in ways to overcome barriers such as the ones I've just mentioned. And together, when you bring a team together from different parts of the university, from administration, from finance, from marketing, from different academic disciplines, then it seems to me that there are nearly always ways to overcome these barriers. So, for example, that may be by providing specific open days for people who are seeking sanctuary, or it may be by ensuring that you provide English language provision for people who have the academic requirements but don't have the language requirements to get into university. And it's been made clear to me time and again that by bringing a team of people together, you can almost always overcome these barriers. Just need the will and the imagination and the support of, you know, the management at the university as well, it must be said. With these things in place, there is so much we can do.
Well, Mike, thanks very much. That was really interesting. Good luck with Refugee Week. Obviously, I'm happy to work with you on that, as ever, as you know.
And, yes, please.
Forward promote it, and let's make it another great success.